Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I'm chairing. I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Whittier Brezon. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Manager Saba. Raul Salvador. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's seven. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. First item on our agenda is agenda approval. I had to draft an agenda immediately after our last meeting. Do I have a motion to approve it?
Jim, motion.
Still moved.
Thank you, Jim. And is there any objection to approving the agenda?
I'm sorry, what was the date you sent that up? I was looking for an agenda that I couldn't find one.
It was sent September 18th.
Okay.
Any objection to approving that agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved. We're on to minutes approval. Mr. Secretary, do we have any new minutes?
Nope.
Okay.
No, we're running into things, and you know, they will be in there, but they don't have them tonight.
Fair enough. That takes us to the end of that item, and then we are on to 2015 budget review. The first item I have scheduled up is the Pacifica Radio Archives budget, which just got sent around. I haven't even had a time to look at it yet. Did you all get the email?
Yeah.
This is Lydia.
This is Raul. I'm here.
Hi. Welcome, Raul.
It arrived, but I haven't printed it out or looked at it.
Let's see. Okay, this has comparison columns on the left. Brian DeShazer, are you with us? Raul, have you had a chance to look over this version of the budget yet?
Yes.
Are there any changes to the budget aside from the additional data in the 2014 column?
Not really. He sent, with that budget, he sent a couple of notes on some of the changes. And I was going through that, and it looks like the, you know, I couldn't find some, I couldn't trace the, some of the changes that he had made. I don't know if this is from the previous one, but the note that came with it today, I'm still trying to reconcile, but I kind of did my own analysis on a projected basis for September and year-to-date, what they have so far. So I got a couple of items that I need to probably inquire from the director.
Okay. I'm not sure where Brian's at. He and I spoke earlier today, and he had sent me a version of the budget that didn't have any comparison data from 2014 in it yet. And I told him we would probably push it until Thursday. And then he sent this version, which does have that data, just minutes ago.
This is Lydia. I'm sorry. Is this the one that you just sent? Oh, yes, you just sent it. I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I don't know if he actually adjusted his plans to be with us on the call tonight.
Oh, okay.
But I, did,
Well, maybe we should move on.
Okay. Does someone want to make a motion to table this?
This is Lydia. I moved to table till Thursday.
Okay. Well, you just moved to table.
Yeah.
And then you moved to
Okay. I'll move to postpone till Thursday. Move to postpone till Thursday.
All right. If we do that, Brian DeSantis told me he has another commitment later in the evening, so we'll have to make it our first budget on Thursday to accommodate him. If that's all right with anyone. Is there any motion to postponing the PRA budget until Thursday? Hearing none, that's what we'll do. And we are on to our next agenda item, which is the first review of the WBAI budget. Paul, is it just you, or do you have anyone from station management?
It's just me. As a sort of preliminary thing, I think this may be a short discussion. We did go over the first version of the general manager's budget earlier this month, and this is the second version. And one of the big issues we have is, of course, the lister support. And the thing with the lister support is that the general manager wanted initially to have this $18,820 tally per day pitching, and we discussed the idea. And at this point, he seems to have cut the listener's support rate to approximately 15 grand. About 15 grand, which is still a topic for debate. So, I don't know. The listener support at this time is something that the local finance committee is absolutely going to have to visit on this. And that has been our main big discussion about things. That along with, we're not sure what to do regarding line 18 in the Excel spreadsheet, grants, bequests, others, because there might be a really big bequest coming in, but it's been coming in for 2 years, so we're not sure if FY15 is when it might show up, so we're not certain on that particular part there. And there are some other things. There's a big community event that didn't happen last year, but which we're told is really going to happen for FY15. And, I would want to talk about that a bit. On the good news side, BAI Buddy is in there, and that's a good positive thing. And so far, locally, we have really mostly gone over these issues, the income issues, the revenue issues. Especially with a lot of discussion around the daily tally for the on-air fundraisers. And so that's what we are familiar with so far. And I don't know. Basically, I'm not sure 15 a day is even going to be workable, because basically it looks like the actual for FY14 is going to come in at about where's my note? It's going to come in at about 11-ish, and so that's what we're looking at right now, and that's what I can tell you about it at this point in time. I think the WBAI FY15 budget proposal needs some more work and some more discussion with the general manager. And we have a local Finance Committee meeting set for October 1st, when we're expecting to really have a large discussion regarding this. So that's what I can tell you right now.
All right. Questions or stack for the WBAI budget?
When was the latest BAI budget spent? End of information.
What was the question?
When was the last? I don't have the latest BAI one.
It was posted, let's see, let me look in mail here and see when I posted that.
September 18th from R. Paul Martin. It doesn't have an attachment. It links to a Yahoo Groups document.
Yeah, what are the files section of the mailing list.
Yeah, Tony, what is that?
Okay, gotcha. Tony, who else for stack? All right, go ahead, Tony.
Was the general manager supposed to be on this call? I'd like to know what to hear him. What's his rationale for the 18,000? Was he going to be on the call tonight, or what? Maybe I missed that.
Nope. I didn't invite him onto the call tonight. In fact, I was not sure about exactly what we were going to be doing with the WBAI stuff here. He was not invited to this meeting because I'm not sure we're quite ready for that at this particular time.
Okay. Well, we have a fiscal year that's ending in 7 days.
Yeah, Brian, this is Jim.
Uh-huh. Okay, I've got Michael, and I've got Jim. Anyone else for stack?
I was just asking if somebody had just gotten out of the call. I guess I called our interim general manager to see if he could join us.
For KPFK?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, R. Paul, are you getting any help at all from a finance committee, or is it are you pretty much pulling the whole weight on this?
The finance committee is doing decent stuff. The local finance committee can be a little not fast sometimes. At the next meeting, it's going to have to be very fast because that's going to be its last shot at all of this. There have, for this particular budget,
from KPFK.
From this particular budget, we have had some real discussions regarding some of the issues, and we especially had a lot of discussion around the issue of the daily rate, because from my feeling, we need to base it on proven performance, and the listener support is our biggest revenue item, and so we need to get that right, because if we screw that up, the whole year is screwed up. I mean, gone are the days when certain people would say, oh, the budget doesn't balance. Let's add $250,000 to listener support. People raised their hands, and that was the budget. I don't let that happen, and so we're having our discussions. And, we've had a couple of discussions so far this month. We're having another one and a final one on October 1st, and we're going to... we're going to see what comes out of that, and then it will come to the committee.
You feel you're getting a pretty good handle on expenses?
The expenses are not... I would say that the expenses are not that bad. We are discussing how to deal with some of them. And, you know, should we talk about, I think there's something that may end up, I think there's something that has, may have to be an executive session to discuss regarding WBAI's expenses here. And, oops, my spreadsheet disappeared. One second. Okay, got it back. Basically, I'll just say that line 137 is going to be, and I won't say anything more about it, is going to be another bit of discussion, because line 137 is not proven, and, you know, I don't want to say more about that in open session. And so we have that as the big, how's that going to be thing. There are other details in here which we probably don't need to get into now, since we have the biggest items not resolved. So that's what I'll leave it at that for now.
Michael, do this back.
Okay, I've got Michael. Who else?
Zuberi is on here. Only I could be here for a short bit, as we got an event that's about to start soon, and I'm having to introduce or open the event because our host, his wife is very ill, so I'm taking his position.
Zuberi, how much time do you have tonight?
I probably have about 20 minutes.
All right. Someone want to make a motion to table the WBAI budget so we can take a look at KPFK's budget while we have their manager with us?
So moved. That's what I was trying to get on the stack.
Motion to postpone. Okay.
Well, we can just hit the pause button on it and resume our conversation in 20 minutes when Zuberi has to take off. So that'd be a motion to table.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't make myself available for the whole event. I mean, I'm sorry for the whole discussion.
Okay. So I'll take a motion to table from Michael Novick. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the pause button is depressed on the WBAI. It will go on to the KPFK budget. Let's see. Okay. Michael, who do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. Can people hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
I sent out the most recent version of the budget that I've seen, and that has a slight operating surplus. It's based on anticipating growth in listener revenues.
Excuse me, what's the date that you sent it, please?
I don't get it when I send it, so I'm not sure. Somebody who got it. I think it was about 3 days ago.
Never mind, we found it.
Okay.
It was yesterday, Monday, September 22nd.
Okay, sorry. So there's a tab, the first tab says assumptions, just ignore that. It's based on an earlier draft or the previous year's template or something. It doesn't correspond. So if you look at the listen to support collections tab, which comes right after the budget, you'll see the basis for the projections for listen to support. Basically, it's three major fund drives and two minor ones starting October 1st, the first day of the fiscal year, we're in fund drive mode. And I think based on the last two fund drives, which had fairly good fulfillment rates, maybe higher amount of credit cards, I'm not sure, but they're showing sort of 66% of fulfillment the first month, another 23% the next month. That's out of an 89%
You'll see October drive, the projecting $814,000 in pledges, realizing $724,000 in pledges over the course of 4 months. And then a smaller drive in December with about the same percentage, 400,000 in pledges, realizing about 360,000 pledges over the course of 4 months. And so these figures in the budget for LISA support are based on those projections. And the fiscal year 2014, I think, includes the last fund drive we had through August. Is that right, Larry?
I'm sorry, say that again, Michael?
There's a column for fiscal year 2014, and it shows $2,800,000 in LISA support. I think that was through the August fund drive, right?
Yeah. And actually, our fulfillment rate dramatically increased because of the phone service we've been using, or started using in August fund drive.
So it's projecting an increase in listener support, substantial increase in website income, which I think is based on the fact that website income has gone up quite dramatically in the last few months, compared to what it was projected in the budget for the last fiscal year. And then an increase in corporate match because they're promoting a quick click check.
Yeah, with the corporate match, we increased it significantly because now we've added resources to our webpage for folks to go to our webpage and they can input their employer to see if their employer offers any gift matching grants and or volunteer grants. So if they volunteer at KPFK, some employers give grants based upon whatever the conditions they have laid out. But we saw that as a way, and we actually have been promoting that over the last month and have seen a bit of success in folks responding to our promotions for promoting the double the donation. Also, what we're starting to do different with our fund drives, we're starting to ask folks at the very least a week in advance to contribute to help shorten the drives, and we're adding a few incentives for like drawings for to go to a concert. We're hoping to get clearance on a couple of vacation trips with a couple of companies possibly donating those trips to us as well. But we saw this as ways to kind of, create a little bit of excitement going into the drives and preceding the drive, or after the drive, we still continue our campaign online as well for two weeks after the drive. So with those, with sort of running our drives a bit more efficiently and a bit of innovation, I'm optimistic and encourage at what results may come from doing things that we haven't done before. Sort of adopting some of the tactics that other public radio stations do here in Los Angeles.
But just to fill people in a little bit also on the history, there was an earlier draft of the budget that was submitted to our local finance committee, which was in the red, essentially, and had some discussion. We looked at some expenses that needed to actually be increased to cover what they really were, and a couple of things that could be reduced. And then the management worked on it further with Raul Salvador and came up with this draft, which was looked at by our LSD, not by the Finance Committee. On Saturday, we had a regular LSD meeting, and the LSD voted to send it back to our Finance Committee, or prefer to our Finance Committee. I think people wanted to try to see the actuals for this year, month by month, compared to what's being projected for next year. There was some concern expressed about the 89% fulfillment rate, because that's quite a bit higher than it has been. We're lucky to get to 82 in most times. And it's not clear what the trend is. There's a few different lines that I think are being projected based on
author fundraising campaigns is the idea here for a capital campaign, which would cover a backup transmitter and some other capital improvements that are needed. And we have this development task force, which is working on grant writing and major donor campaigns and looking at the legacy giving. And we're hoping some money can be developed from that source to cover the promotion budget, which was trimmed down, but is still, I think, $48,000 range. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we see the promotions of our outdoor campaign here in Los Angeles is very key to attracting new listeners to any radio station here in Los Angeles. Our two major competitors, KCRW and KPCC, have had a lot of success in their aggressive outdoor campaigns. Actually, we're very fortunate to be working with an individual that headed up KCRW's outdoor campaign and is able to get us remarkable placement for a third of the cost of what a for-profit company would pay. This past month, these past 2 months, in August and September alone, we've had about 9 million impressions and spending approximately $7,000 or $8,000. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact figures in front of me. And we've started to see some successes coming out of that with new listeners. Programmers are taking calls in the studio. I've taken some calls myself. So as we go into this next fund drive, we'll really see what kind of an impact our outdoor marketing campaigns have done for us to drum up new active donors. And I think that's going to be absolutely key to our success. Over the last year, we had 1,000 and some change lost donors compared to last year. A lot of that is due to us not being able to afford to pay for our premium and send it to folks. We've had a lot of complaints. We were very fortunate to have some money come in late July, early August, that allowed us to pay off our premium debt going all the way back to August. And I've made some personal calls to help bring back, help reestablish a positive relationship with some of those canceled donors, as well as some volunteers and other staff that helped me in doing that as well. But we'll certainly be pursuing aggressively to bring back those donors to the fold.
Okay, I'll take a stack on the KPFK budget. I will ask a couple of questions.
Are you looking for today?
Sorry, who's that?
I'm sorry, let me finish this call. Yeah, I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
Were there any questions?
So this is Brian. I'll ask a couple questions. The personnel and related expenses line shows an increase of $200,000 in spending?
Yes, we had to increase that because we have a contractual obligation to increase salaries starting October 1st by 3%. So we've had to account for that as well as, for future hires as well. So about 3% of that is due to, we're obligated to give those raises because that's what we agreed to do.
Okay. That
I could give a little further answer on that.
Yeah.
The budget that's approved by the NFC and PNB last year called for essentially cutting three positions from FTEs from the payroll. The only one that was definitely cut in its entirety was one position, which is
the development director was cut during this current fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a point where it's really, really tight. If we're going to do any layoffs, it's going to severely or significantly affect the way the way that we can do business. But I do realize that...
I think I just answered my own question. It looks like you have a bad, incorrect figure for 2014 on the personnel summary line, because on the detailed lines it's different.
Okay.
It's 200,000 higher.
I have the budget in front of me.
That's... It will be quite a bit less shocking if you correct that.
I'm sorry, can you see where that is?
Point of information.
On the spreadsheet, it is row 24 on the budget tab. Raul?
I'm looking at a different number. I'm looking at 1,861 versus 1,873. Am I looking at the same thing? Yeah.
On the people we have, it's 1,679 for 2014 and 1,879 for 2015.
Okay, I'm not seeing that anywhere.
Okay. That's the one that was sent to the local station.
2014 doesn't match the breakout.
That's right. So in the breakout, it's $200,000 higher than on the summary line. But the budget number is the same in both places.
So let's see.
The budget looks like it's also showing a drop of.
You're saying it's 1852 versus 1879 instead of 1679 versus 1879.
Okay. It looks like the budget's also showing a drop of $90,000 in spending on premiums, while the actual listener support is going up.
Yeah, last year, or this fiscal year, we had some of the most expensive premiums in KPSK history. Particularly the Gary Null, like the water filtration system, and all of the majority of his products were extremely expensive and didn't really net us a 10-to-1 ratio. So that's why we're not planning on using any Gary Null products in this next fiscal year, and I'm really stressing that there's a 10-to-1 ratio in the premium that we get. And keeping them, then making exceptions for in some cases, but we're sticking to a 10-to-1 ratio. So if a premium cost is $7, we'd be asking for a pledge of $70.
You're budgeting listener support to go up by $220,000?
Yes.
Is that based solely on fulfillment, or is that increasing the length of the fund drives as well?
Both on fulfillment and the length of the drives, and of course some of the strategic that I talked strategies I talked about earlier.
And what? In terms of the actual track record on changing fulfillment, what's the difference in fulfillment since you used the phone service?
Okay, well, with the previous way that we were taking pledges, we would take them by paper, and it would take 3, in some cases, 6 months to process a pledge. We've even taken phone calls where folks have called and said, hey, I made a pledge, but no one's ever charged my card. Now, with the new system, before I go on to that, also the
paper. I get what's different. My question is, do you have hard data on the percent by which it's changed, or is it just speculative that you think it's going up to 80%?
I don't have it in front of me, but it's something I can forward. Michael, I forwarded a scanned document that I got from Terry Guy.
Yeah.
When Tim had inquired about it, by any chance you have that? I think I might have CC'd you on that email. Yes, not yesterday, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. See if I can find that and open it.
Also, we've stopped offering or encouraging folks to make their donation spread across 12 months. We're stressing 3 months, and also coming out of this drive for our end of the year campaign. We're going to have a sustainer campaign asking folks to donate at least $10 a month with no premium attached, but also to be entered into some sweepstakes. And there's a few some great goodies that we have to offer as an incentive for sustainers, such as a member benefits card, which will offer them discounts to over, I believe it's close to about 200 restaurants, bookstores, performing arts centers throughout Southern California, and some online merchants too as well.
So I just want to kind of frame this. Everything you're talking about sounds like great ideas. What the committee's typically concerned with is proven revenues. In other words, whatever your good ideas are, that you not start spending the money until you've raised it or until you have shown you can raise it doing the new things that you're proposing to do. So
Right.
My questions are going to be focused on where have the things that you're talking about actually worked in such a way that you can forecast a specific number based on what you're doing differently?
A lot of this is basically doing what a lot of our as I mentioned, KCRW and KPCC have been extremely successful in some of the strategies I'm talking about us doing. Why we haven't done it before, I can't speak for the previous managers. But these are ways that help other public radio stations are succeeding here in Los Angeles and not having to have extended drives. Granted, they do receive underwriting, but I think if we do adopt those strategies, we'll certainly see an increase in listener support. Now, I haven't said this to the staff, but if we get halfway through the fiscal year and we haven't raised half of what we projected, then I'd like to look at considering layoffs and some other cuts. But over the last 3-4 years, we've done a lot of cutting, and I mean, we're down to the bone in a sense where if we're cut, we're going to significantly affect the way that we do business and possibly even affect our capability of raising funds.
Right, and believe me, I sympathize. The problem is, if you get halfway through the fiscal year and you're spending the money you propose in this budget, but you haven't been raising the money you propose in this budget, we will have already bounced a payroll by then.
No, I see your point and certainly respect it, and certainly one of my points of consideration. But certainly I do intend to be frugal during that time period. I think this, going into this fund drive is really going to set the stage and for the rest of the year. We are trying some things different this fund drive. But again, like you said, you want something that's proven scientifically, and certainly I can't disagree with you on that. But aside from just saying that other public radio stations are doing things, doing some of these things and succeeding.
I sent people the PDF of the document that you were saying about from Amensis, membership director. The thing about that, though, is that it has two different fulfillment figures on it. The 89% is a percentage of donors who fulfill the pledge, but it's not the dollar amount.
Right, 89% is fulfilled, 89% that's fulfilled, but some folks have done 3 months, spread their donation out over 3 months. So we should be seeing the rest of those funds come in October.
This is what, well, can I say something about that fulfillment?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
This is Raul. I just want
to
add information to that fulfillment rate. When we first discussed this with Sue, I just sent out the document that we kind of based the listener support collections on. And it shows that the first 2 months of the fund drive, we have since collected 70%, but our books, based on the actual cash receipts to August, we from the July fund drive, we have collected $514,000 recognized between July and August, and we're still collecting from them. I mean, there's some other non-listener support revenue coming through, but the 89% kind of when that was first introduced, it was really a percentage of the number of people going through. And the document I just sent shows a 70% through the middle of September. And looking back on the actual cash receipts, we are about 88% already through August. So for July, we have recognized revenue of about $209,000. Project for August, $305,000. This is based on bank accounts. And that's a total of $514,000, which is equivalent to about 89% of the 572 pledges that we received in July.
Wait, now, but, well, you said it's based on bank accounts, not on MEMSIS data?
No, it was originally based on the MEMSIS data, but the MEMSIS data had... compare the number of pledges, not the dollar amount. But what I did was I look into the actual bank accounts just to get a comfort zone on the 89% because I was working with Zhu and Michael on this. I look at it, and we are going to get about, we already have 89% of the 572 between July and August, not counting September.
But if you're using the bank accounts, how are you separating, say, pledges that are coming in from previous fund drives?
That's what I'm saying. Just for the 2 months, it was already at 89%. If you adjust it back, maybe you could allocate about 10% of that to non-listener support. I'm just saying that I'm just giving kind of like giving myself a comfort zone if 89% would be realizable. September, however, I haven't done anything on September yet, so it looks to me September is not done, but they have about $80,000 in the bank coming through. So
yeah.
That alone, we're past the 572, which most of the, some of the, a fraction of that would probably be coming from the previous fund drives, and some of them would probably be coming from other sources other than listener support. I'm just saying that the comfort zone on the 89% and the percentages that we use for the collectability on the PAB listener support collection is kind of close to what we are actually experiencing in terms of receiving those funds.
Okay. I've been hogging the microphone. Other folks have questions on KPFK's budget?
This is Jim.
We've got Jim. Who else?
Okay. Just a few more minutes, so I can probably answer a question or two before I got to go.
What's your cutoff time, Zuberry?
I'm actually running a little late because we're getting ready to... I got to make sure we're all set up with the video cameras and stuff, and I got to kind of run through my little speech. So I got maybe like 5-10 minutes tops.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Jim.
Were the other two FTEs from last year, were those eliminated or are those still on staff?
You mean did we lay off anybody compared to last year, is what you're asking?
The last... NFC had requested three.
They're basically still on staff. What happened is that we operated for a good part of the year with a part-time general manager. We were splitting our general manager with KPFA, so that dropped the payroll down some. We were operating without a business manager, which we're still paying the price of, and that dropped
right.
The payroll down some, but we have to... So
we've also laid off our development director, and currently right now I'm working as the interim general manager and the operations director. So there's no one in that role for operations director and the business manager position as well.
Okay.
That slightly helped us get into the next fiscal year.
Sure. I may have missed this when you're early talking about revenue on this website income.
Yes.
Why is the expectation that that's going to go up? Or what?
Because compared, this has been our most successful year for online revenue. It's actually exceeded our expectations for a number of things that we've done differently on the web. Having an online store, which people regularly use. We're generating, at least $10,000 each month just off of the web. So that's another area we saw as promoting more, especially going in and out of the 2 weeks into the fund drive and then 2 weeks out of the fund drive, heavily promoting those. And so we've seen success from doing that. So that's our expectation is that it's, we'll see an increase because I don't know exactly what the number is, but it's vastly exceeded our expectations from this fiscal year.
But, Zuberi, I don't know if your 2014 columns are accurate here, but what they show in this budget is that in the current year, you're only projecting that you'll have raised $16,000 through the website for the entire year. And then you're budgeting $120,000 for the upcoming year.
Yeah, because the trend has gone is about $10,000 a month from web revenue.
As a plan.
I'm sorry, I don't have the data in front of me, but for the past several months, from my understanding.
But I guess the thing is, if it were at $10,000 a month for the past several months, you should be forecasting more than $16,000 for the entire year. The year's not over yet.
Right. That's what was projected in this fiscal year's budget, the 2013-2014. I had nothing to do with the projections on that. Or have an understanding of why they put that number in there.
Shed light onto that.
Go ahead, Raul.
The website projected income. The last 6 months has been very challenging for the business department, accounting department, and KPFK. So what has happened was most, if not all, of the cash receipts has been put into the listener support line the last 6 months, and that might include the website income and other income as well. And like I said, it's probably have an impact on the 2820 on the listener support projected 2014. So that might be a little bit less than what it was, what it should be, because of that reclassification issue. There was no business manager at that time. We only have a temporary person at that point, and why we end up with that forecasted figures.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. I gotta go. I respectfully apologize, but we got a pretty big event on a forum about bringing peace or what Americans can do to help bring peace in Palestine and Israel. I gotta get ready for this. But certainly, if anybody has any questions for me, I can be emailed at igm@kpfk.org. And I'll certainly be on the next call, I believe, which is next Monday, right?
Thursday.
This Thursday. Or is it
yeah.
Next Thursday?
Okay. It is this current Thursday.
And I'll certainly be free. I won't have any other obligations.
Thank you for your time, Zuberi, and good luck with peace in the Middle East.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Further questions or concerns about the KPFK budget that we want to raise before? Yeah.
This is Jim.
Paul?
Our Paul, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Jim, why don't you finish up your stuff, and then I'll call on our Paul.
Okay. I was just kind of echoing what you were saying, just kind of uncomfortable with some of the revenue projections, but there are some pretty soft expenses in the back, that maybe if some of those revenues were reduced, computer maintenance seems pretty soft, and that went up quite a bit. Those sorts of things on the administrative. And if it was something where it was important to have the budget match, I would feel more comfortable if revenues were a little bit lower, and there were some of the softer expenses in the back were lowered, with the expectation if things came out better during the year, it would be more realistic.
Aside from computer maintenance, what exactly are you looking at, Jim?
Travel. I don't know, on insurance expense. They're just kind of nickel and dime stuff, but it seems like there could be $20,000 or $30,000 of relatively benign expenses reduced to bring down some of the expenses in the front, or some of the revenue in the front. That may not be enough to play with, but it just...
Yeah.
It may be tough, because even the car donations is going up 30%.
Yeah, I actually had a question about that. I've been asking that for 2 years, because there was a whole discussion about changing the company that handles that, and the back and forth between the previous general manager, Murray Duncan, and the IED about who's going to handle the car donations, and, you know, apparently some... I don't know what happened. That's realistic.
Paul?
Yeah, I just wanted to echo that we need to pay attention to what's proven, and, you know, a little bit of optimism is okay, but optimism can, you know, lead you off the edge of a cliff. You know, so that's all I wanted to say. We've seen before... optimism go off the edge of that cliff, and so I think maybe the perhaps the revenue side may need to be looked at a little more seriously. Like if you have, for instance, multiples of whatever the line item is, if it's going up by 100%, 200%, 300%, you know, what if it doesn't? You know, and I think we need to budget on the basis of what's proven, that's all.
Right. But better to be surprised by having more than you budgeted come in than the other way around.
Yeah.
So my concern is that overall, this is a budget that expects to lose, you know, $230,000 in CTB money, but still come out with $363,000 in income more than when we had that CTB money coming in.
Yes, Raul. I have a thought on that. On the $363,000, $162,000 of added revenue is actually a special capital campaign for the equipment, which is a wash if you go through the capital expenditure. That $162,000
okay,
is also taken off that expense.
Okay, great.
So it's actually about $200,000 increase. The 169,910 is actually the capital expenditure.
Right, but net of CTB, it's 380. Sorry, 430.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Well,
the,
local finance committee is looking at it again Monday night, scheduling an emergency meeting of the finance committee, 29th. It'll be after the Thursday meeting, but prior to the Tuesday. What is that, the same night? I guess our meeting is also going to be on Monday night because it's an election. Man. So that, either way, the local finance committee is going to be after the national finance committee.
So I guess here's what I would like, or I felt comfortable voting on a budget like this. Every place there's a significant increase in revenue, a detailed note or analysis showing why you think there's a sound basis for increasing revenue by that amount on that line, or an explanation of what will happen if that revenue doesn't come in. So like the capital money, okay, that's very clear. If we don't raise the capital money, we don't buy the new antenna or whatever that $162,000 is for. That's a wash.
I can say what that is. It's computer upgrades. It's trying to get the phone room in position to drop the call service and return to volunteers, but using computerized equipment that will allow people to enter the data directly in the phone room. And then it's the backup transmitter. We have two transmitters and a backup. The backup is on its last legs. So we could operate without the backup if we had to. This would be just at half power with one.
So right.
They're both pretty new.
And my other big area of concern is those premiums, because, you know,
Ryan, you're breaking up greatly.
I'm sorry. Committed to our relationship. I don't mean to break up with anybody.
Yeah.
Can you hear me all right now?
Yeah.
All right. If I start breaking up again, I'll call in from another line. My other concern is the $90,000 drop in spending on premiums. It's easy to make promises about controlling premium costs, but then frequently stations have found that they don't raise as much money when they're not using the expensive premiums, and so they can't deliver on their listener support goals if they change their premium lineup, and they wind up reverting. That's thing. I'm much more comfortable forecasting based on trend and then trying to beat the number rather than coming up with a percentage that's not based on past practice.
Yeah, our practice has been among the worst, and exactly what you described happened, Brandon. I mean, didn't make the commitment to try to reduce the cost and then use the budget again in the first, you know, two phone drives for the whole year. So, and also we then couldn't fulfill premiums. That's been the problem. People are doing these expensive premiums. They're so expensive we can't pay for them ourselves. We spent the year kind of, you know, waiting for the next fund drive to be able to start to buy the premiums to honor the emergency made in the previous fund drive or two fund drives back. So
have you all been through a successful fund drive without the expensive premiums using a lower premium expense ratio?
I'd have to say just the last one, the May drive, which is under Richard Porosky, was a real bomb, and he cut it short. I'm not sure why. So the revenues were extremely low when Tuesday came in. The cash balance of the bank was like accessible. So we did fairly well in July and August, but I still haven't gotten analysis of the February, May, July, August to see what the differential was in terms of what the premiums cost versus what we collected. Because the October and December ones, they looked great, but we were still paying through those premiums and really reducing actual taking. So
sorry, was someone calling out to be on stack?